And so now we're on to topic 1.11. Explain the course of events that leads to atherosclerosis, endothelial damage, inflammatory response, plaque formation, and raised blood pressure. So, arteriosclerosis is a simple hardening of the artery, stiffness, loss of elasticity, and thickening of the artery walls. Atherosclerosis is a special form of this sort of arteriosclerosis, which is caused by a build-up of a plaque in the artery, but the both of them restrict flow of blood through the artery. You start off with an initial damage to the blood vessel. Now, this causes a build-up of lipids, which is a plaque deposit. Okay, you have a formation of a cap of platelets over the plaque, and that causes narrowing of the artery. If you have further damage, that can cause a thrombosis, especially if the plaque is damaged in any way. That can trigger the blood clotting mechanism, and that can block the artery itself. So we go from a normal artery to one that contains a fatty streak, okay, sort of a little plug of lipids and cholesterol, and that increases forming an atheroma, so this fatty plaque buildup, and eventually that can rupture and fissure and cause thrombosis. Now, before it ruptures, it can be responsible for conditions like angina, transient ischemic attacks, claudication. So this is a temporary decrease in blood and oxygen flow to particular tissues. Angina is a temporary loss of oxygen to the heart muscle, the coronary muscles. Transient ischemic attack, that's a mini stroke. Claudication involves loss of blood flow to some of the tissues in the body, often in the legs. Now, once the plaque ruptures and triggers thrombosis, that can cause a myocardial infarction or a heart attack. It can cause a stroke where there's actually a bleed or a complete blockage of oxygen into the brain. Cardiovascular death, if the heart attack is covering a large enough area, then it can kill off the heart muscle. The plaque itself is made up of lipids, cholesterol, and calcium. It builds up over several years. So any of us at this time may have a slight fatty streak in our arteries, which is clinically silent. It can't be detected yet. The World Health Organization attributes nearly 30% of all deaths to cardiovascular disease. So that includes coronary and ischemic heart disease, cerebrovascular disease, so that's anything to do with strokes, hypertension, high blood pressure, heart failure, and rheumatic heart disease can all be attributed to some form of cardiovascular disease. In addition to the myocardial infarction, problems arising from atherosclerosis include a weakening of an arterial wall due to the blood building up behind it, and that's referred to as an aneurysm. So you can have an aneurysm in almost any artery. Some of the most common are in the aorta and in the arteries in the brain. The thickening of the arteries affects the volume of the blood vessels. It decreases it quite a bit because the now your cross-sectional area is much smaller. Pressure is inversely proportional to volume, so you're going to get an increase in blood pressure. The rupturing of the atheromas, as I said, can lead to blood clots forming, which can cause myocardial infarction and stroke. Atheromas can increase risk of thrombosis in this way. They can increase the risk of an aneurysm, since the blood under pressure now forces the endothelium through the artery wall, forming a balloon which can burst. Okay, if the heart or parts of the rest of the body have to respire anaerobically, that causes a build-up of lactic acid. So that's triggers an angina attack. And of course, you've got a total blockage, which is a myocardial infarction.